midah in Toma Devora, Mikel Kamoicha, Nois Oven, Oiva Al Pesha, Sheiris Nachalosa, that was the last one we saw last week. Sheiris Nachalosa, to the connection that Klal Yisrael have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is like a zivug. We're so close to him, we're like his children, and therefore you can't do harm. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't do harm to us, come what may. And similarly, a person should feel that he can't do harm to another Jew, another Yehudi, on the same basis. That was last week. This week is a different midah. Lo hechzik lo ad apo. He doesn't hold the grudge. He doesn't remain with the ovein, which a person does wrong. Zum midah acheres. This is a different midah. Shafilu ha'odam machzik b'chet. Even if a person continues with a chet and doesn't stop, doesn't change, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu machzik af. But nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't stay with his anger. That's an incredible midah. Even though one continually sins and does something wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not machzik the af. That's an unbelievable rachmonis and clemency which he has with people. Ve'im machzik, and if he does, lo la'ad, it's not forever. In other words, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does hold the anger, it's not forever. It's only to put us straight and to correct us. Lo yivatel kasa, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he annuls his anger, he quashes his anger. Afilu shelo yoshu fa'odam, even though a person doesn't yet do tshuva, and he's still holding on to the chait, nevertheless, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he brings it to the b'roikas rachem tizkor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds on. Maybe he'll do tshuva. He doesn't hold the grudge against the person because the chait, the tshuva, hasn't come yet. Kamosha motzina b'yameir yo'ovon ben yoyash. Let me read out to you this passage. It's in Malachim Beis Yodalad. If you remember that after the time of Rehoboam, Rehoboam was the son of Shlomo. After Shlomo HaMelech was king, then came Rehoboam. And then there were two kingdoms in Klal Yisrael, Malchei Yisrael and Malchei Yehuda. Malchei Yisrael was really in the north. It was also called Malchus of Ephraim. And there was a complete change. This one assassinated, that was corruption. All the kings of the north. And each one was a washer, a worse washer than the one before. And eventually that was all the 10 tribes. And it lasted for about 250 years. And then they were spread out by the king of Aram. Some of them came back with Yirmiyahu after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, some of them came back. But most of them were lost to the 10 tribes. And what we have left is only Malchus Yehuda, which is from King David HaMelech, and then Shlomo HaMelech, and then Rehoboam, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Menashe, and these were the kings which we have nowadays. We are descended really from Malchus Yehuda, from the two tribes which are left, Binyamin and Yehuda, but Lamaisa, all the 10 lost tribes, whatever happens, and we don't know where they disappeared to. But we were talking here about Yerobam ben Yoyash. Now, Yerobam ben Yoyash was one of the kings, not Yerobam ben Nevat. He was about five kings after, I think, Yerobam ben Nevat. As you know, Yerobam ben Nevat was a Rosha. He brought Avodah Zorah into Eretz Yisrael, and he built two temples of Avodah Zorah, one in Beth El, and I think one in Dan, and he prevented Klal Yisrael from going up to Ole Regel. About four kings later, this one killed that one, and then his son assassinated the next one. It was enormous corruption. And it wasn't like, in Malchus David, it was like father to son. It wasn't like this with those kings. Each one captured the kingdom from another one. And one of them was called Yoavim ben Yoyash. Now, Yoavim ben Yoyash was Melech Yisrael, Bishroim one, for 41 years. Listen to this, Rabbi say. And he kept up the Avodah Zorah, Asher Hefti Yisrael, which Yoavim ben Nabod, he maintained the Avodah Zorah. He was successful in his time to extend the border to the Yam HaMelech, from Hamas to Yam HaMelech. Why did he have a shus to extend the border? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want Klal Yisrael to collapse. Even though they did evil, and even though there was Avodah Zorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the border to be extended. This was an incredible thing. Even though they were the Kofrim and the Obed Avodah Zorah. I must tell you, Rabbi Say, that I saw in the writings of Rav Matisyahu, he brings down that Diana Bramsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, had said, this is what happened in the Sinai campaign as well. They were able, in an unbelievable manner, to wipe out enormous numbers of Arabs with complete kingdom, a complete memshalah. And Diane Abramsky had said, how come the people who are running the army are kofrim? They're not Shomer Shabbos. People have no emunah whatever. How come they have such ability when they're kofrim and the Kol HaTorah, and they're not the army themselves? The same thing in the Six Day War as well. I mean, how come they have such power and such success? The answer is because HaKadosh Baruch had rachamim on the Klal Yisrael and didn't allow us to be overcome and conquered by the Arabs. And that's happened in all the wars. Even though they're not people who are Shomer Torah mitzvahs and they're not in any way representative of the Torah mitzvahs, and nevertheless we're successful. They're like, how come? Because at least pasukim, v'la'diba Hashem nimuchay seshem Yisrael mitachas hashemayim v'yoshem b'yad yovam ben yoyosh. Even though they did aveiros. And that's, I suppose, the puzzle, Rabbi Yisrael, which we have in our times. How come we have such success here, B'liyah in Ha'a, in Eretz Yisrael, and yet the leaders are Erefav, and they're not the kind of Torah mitzvahs. They don't keep the Torah mitzvahs.
Could it be in the source of the Torah that's in Eretz Yisrael, that Yeshiva is the amount of learning, the Yeshiva?
No question is that as well. But the people who are running the show, who are commanding, Hashem
is running the show. That's the whole thing. And that's why even when they have all these missiles that they're firing at us, how often are they firing at a spot and the missile goes to the side?
It's unbelievable. But Dinah Bransky was amazed at the fact he couldn't believe how come they were so successful when they were kofim in their behavior. The answer is from here. Kodesh Baruch had rachamim on Klal Yisrael. Even at that time there wasn't so much Torah learned in Eretz Yisrael. It's the rachmei hashamayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want v'lo diber ruach al Yisrael. He didn't want it to happen. That's the whole. They say that the Osamech, when the Balfour Declaration was declared in 1914, he said it's an unbelievable nace from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're able to come back here and live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Biskorov had said that at the time of the independence that we were able to capture, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a smile to all of Klal Yisrael, an opportunity for the Mashiach to come. And then the Biskorov said that the window was slammed closed when they wrote in the Declaration of Independence, Tzu Yisrael v'Goyalo. Who did they mean, Tzu Yisrael v'Goyalo? They didn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they meant the army. Tzu Yisrael. In the Declaration of Independence, they meant the army. They didn't mean that, Tzu Yisrael v'Goyalo. And therefore, the Biskorov had said, the window was opened or it was closed afterwards.
I don't want to get political, but some of the decisions one of the powers of the world is making today, you know, independence or sovereignty over certain
areas. Oh, for sure. It's the same thing, but how come we are Zohar? Where's our schools to be able to Zohar? It's true there's a great deal of
materials in every
completely. For what reason? Why do we have a president like Trump who's supporting? Why do we have so much support? The Rachmim of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lo Hechzik Lo Adapa. We're not on the Dauga of the previous Zohar. And they had great minors. We don't have those minors. How come? Because Lo Hechzik Lo Adapa. This is the reason, my boy, Zohar. The reason why I didn't push you aside. That's the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He allows us to maintain here and to retain our land here and to retain possession here, even though we're not on the Dauga. It's this midah coming out here, Rabbi Yisrael. Lo ad apoi. Shehechzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu gavul Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu extended the border of Klal Yisrael. Vehem hayu oivdei agolim. And they at that time were oivdei avodah zarah. V'richem aleihem v'lo shavu. Im kem lo marichem. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachamim on the time of Yoavim ben Yoash? Bishvil midah zu. It was because of this midah. Shelo hechzik lo ad apo. Ad rabba. Machlish apo. Quite the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu weakened his anger and tempered his anger. Im heyoshe adayim hachet kam, even though the chet was still there, ainu manish, he didn't punish. Ela metzapeh merachem ulay yoshuv. Maybe they'll do tshuva, maybe they'll change. In the footnote at the bottom here, he brings a beautiful point from Yerushalmi, if you have this edition of Goldberg brings down. So why is it called Erech HaPayim? Why not Erech Af? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Erech HaPayim? So he brings down here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might get angry at one time, hit your leg voice, below Shabbat B'Tshuva, and yet we're not Chazer B'Tshuva. Marich Ruchoi, but nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Marich Ruchoi. He gives a chance, he waits. Yesh lefarish the hagavona he lamida shehachiach rabbeinu sheafla achas. Even though Hakadosh Baruch starts to get upset with us and angry, no, he waits. Maybe Yoshua b'tshuva, and after again the second time round, again v'zuhi midas erech hapayim shehakadosh Baruch ma'arichach b'tchila ve'ino goyva miyad v'achakach afshelo. Even though we don't chayze b'tshuva, still Hakadosh Baruch is ma'arichach. So it's not ma'arichach; it's erech hapayim. Erech hapayim is many times. He keeps on waiting and waiting for us, and that's a tremendous midah, that even though the grudge is still there, and even though the chait is still there, and we didn't chayze b'tshuva, still Hakadosh Baruch waits out with us and doesn't punish straight away. He holds on. That's erech hapayim, not erech af. Erech hapayim. Many times he does that. Beautiful point. This im heyosha adayin hachet kayam eino manish ela metzape umurachem ulay yoshuvu. Maybe Kalisol will be chayze b'tshuva. V'hainu loyla netzach yoriv uloylam yito. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold it forever. He waits. El Hakadosh Baruch Hu misnahi berakus ubekashus. He waits to see. And tempers it. Hakol etev asisah for the benefit of Klal Yisrael. Have a look, Rabbi Yisrael, at this passage which I printed out for you from Michtav Me'Eliyahu. Take a look at this passage. Rav Dessler talks about it. It's in Chelek Gimel. Let's look at this page. Rav Dessler talks about the middle of Lo Hechzik Radapo. Ukebal Dibanu was there. Dovah Nifla the Divrei Hatoma Dovera. She Hayinu Yachad Bishnas She'ova. He must have learnt it through with it. This he wrote to the members of the Kohelel and Gateshead. Omnam Yosef Mizeh Yeshkam Nistakel Na Bedova Hated. Look carefully. L'chorek Hashem Yisparach Goyze Yisurin. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees that there should be difficulties, Hainu She'yimudu Mehem V'yasu Tshuva, that they should do Tshuva, U'mi She'eino Chayze B'Tshuva Ein Lai Ayin Tikva. Maybe there's no hope for that person. Ka'omu La'shov Hikesi Esbeneichem Musa La'lakul. But you didn't learn a lesson from it. Aber Yesh Oid Eitzah Dehainu Shashem Yisvach Pisa Misnai Berachmin Gedolim Lamala Mikol Hasara. All of a sudden, you find that in the midst of all the anger and the punishment, that you see Rachamim coming out afterwards. How come there's such Rachamim? Afilu Loisim Shalolam Dumei Yisrael. Even those people who never learned a lesson, who never did tshuva, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows great Rachamim to them. How come? Ki bozeh petach godo lifnei ha'odom. Ha'yitzhapchus min ha'kotel, HaKadosh Baruch suddenly switches from one wall to another wall, from Yisurim to Rachamim, in unbelievable Rachamim. Why does he do that? Mikotze Yisurim lekotze ha'nachas. How come? Why does he suddenly switch? Of course, you'll see the example he brings in a minute. The tzorich she'yoyer zeh es ha'odom, ki ma'aseh Hashem heima. It's all ma'aseh Hashem. Afilu mi she'lo shom Yisurim, even someone who never did tshuva. Maybe when he sees the other side of the story, and he sees the Rachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the other side, maybe he'll do tshuva because of that. In other words, if it doesn't work one way, so maybe it'll work through the ribui of chasodim that a person will do tshuva. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. If it doesn't work with Yisurim, so I'll switch the mood, v'mazot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu switches it to chesed, and maybe even then they'll change. V'yalgish b'hem nifrois b'yoyos ha'yeshua ha'gedola kol kach. And they'll feel, what a great Yeshua we had, even though we were not deserving. And that's the meaning of this midah, Rabbi Yisrael. Ki kol midah shem halhogas Hashem Yisroch, eino bishul hagashmias, ela bishul sheyimudu mizeh v'yadu beruchnis. It's so that we will change. So if it won't work one way, maybe it will work another way. V'ayim v'yalkut shimayni. Look at this yalkut, Rabbi Yisrael. Im Yisrael oisim tshuva, nigolim. If Kaisel would do tshuva, then there will be immediately the Moshiach would come. V'imlav ein nigolim. But look carefully. V'ein oisim tshuva, elim mitoch ha-tiltul. But they'll only do tshuva from difficulties. Mitoch ha-yisur, mitoch she'en lehem mechia. They had no support. V'ein oisim tshuva, ad she'yobah ha-eliol. They'll never do tshuva until after Eliol comes. But Tamur, what do you mean? Eich yobo Eliol koidem ha-tshuva. How come Eliol will come before we do tshuva? Im lo ha'yil yisurin. If we didn't change from the yisurin, and still we didn't do tshuva, then why would the Mashiach come? So the answer is Rabbi Yeshua. Afilu eino yisin tshuva b'nigon. Even if they don't do tshuva, still there'll be a geula. Ela ha'kodesh v'achu ma'amid melech kosher kahoman ad she'yasu tshuva. Until they will do tshuva. V'hikshah ha'maharal im kein ha'rei yasu tshuva. So they will do tshuva. No, ela tachasodim gedoilim. Ha'kodesh v'achu switches the mood completely. Ulai ischaltu du geula. Maybe the geula will come before you do tshuva, and then afterwards maybe Kalis will do tshuva. Or Yishmu leKol Eliyahu v'Chayzim b'tshuva afterwards. Ma she'onu boy achshav Eretz HaKadosh. And now Rav Dessler answers, and that's perhaps the reason why we were given back Eretz Yisrael after the war. after such incredible roiges and such anger and the shaya, immediately after you saw unbelievable chesed, you were given Eretz Yisrael back, and yet there wasn't any tshuva. Apparently, and all the people were killed. Why were we zeicher to it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched the mood, says Abdesla, completely. From the roiges of the shoya, from the anger of the shoya, we were given Eretz Yisrael. Kosher lagdira case, you can't say it's the beginning of the gula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu seemed to go from one extreme to another, from the awful tragedy and the horrors of the Holocaust, to immediately afterward we were given Eretz Yisrael. The mood changed in Shamayim. El akotze min akotze, hayisurim el achuvan sheshes alfei sheshes alfei alofim, 6 million Jews. Yigdal Hashem etzpil tzagodel. Hityashvut imanu b'medina seinu ve'etz hakadosh. We were given back Eretz Yisrael. Mizeh tzorech lirmoit v'likvay emuna b'leiv. A person must realize. Oy lemi sheyavah v'yem adin v'adayin sumahu mele'i asdaba mechushim. If that isn't as an impact from this, don't you see what happened here? It's an incredible tragedy, and immediately after we're given back Eretz Yisrael, and look, you see now as well the great growth in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that you'll say there's been tshuva, but the change in the mood is phenomenal. So if it doesn't work one way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu switches it. Maybe you'll be so overwhelmed by the success and the chesed that you have, maybe that will switch you. And that's what the Talmud Devar is saying here, says Rav Dessler. This is what it means. Lola netzach yorub lola mita, el HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnai barakus, ubekashus. HaKol the Torah says, so that at least you'll change. One way or another, you'll change. If it won't work one way, then maybe it'll work another way. So true, now Rabbi say. In other words, he doesn't hold out. He's not there, chas v'shalom, to punish us. He's there to wait and see. If it won't work one way, it'll work another way. And that's the mood. Sometimes you see like a tragedy occurring, and then suddenly it'll switch over to good. And why is that? That's lo hechzik, because he's trying to make us change and do tshuva, if not through Yisurim, through the nachas. V'zu mida haru'iya la'odam nisnaig bo'im chabeo. Oh, here we go. This is where it gets hard. And this is how a person should behave with somebody else. Afilu shuhu rashai la'hochiach v'yisurim es chabeo v'y o'es bo'lot. Even though in reality you have rishus really to punish the person and to be angry with the person for what he's done to you. V'heim mit yasrim, and they are suffering from it. Lo mipnei zeh yabat ochochza, but stop. Don't carry on with your tachacha. I've made a note in my notes here that we'll now ask Rabbi Yehoshua Levinson to tell us the maaser of the Satmar Rebbe, which you told me last week. Listen to this maaser, Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yehoshua, tell the maaser of the Satmar Rebbe, which you told me last week. Oh. It's an incredible maaser. I wrote down a maaser. Rabbi Yehoshua will now tell this maaser. Listen to this maaser, Rabbi Yehoshua.
All right. I'm trying to remember who I heard it from, but there was a several years back when Ralph Teitelbaum was still alive, there was a journalist in Eretz Yisrael who always opposed anything that came from the Satmar Rebbe, and really, personal attacks, and he wasn't from this journalist, obviously, well, maybe not obviously, but anyhow, he wasn't from, and there was a time when this journalist's wife had a disease and she needed to have a procedure done. She needed surgery done. And the surgery had to be, they couldn't do it here in Eretz Yisrael. They had to go to America to do it. And he had a relative that was arranging for him to where he would stay, and his wife would stay, and who to try to collect from. They needed money to do this because it was quite expensive. And somebody had suggested to go to the Satmar Rebbe. And he said, oh, I can't do that. Because he knew him by name, and he said, I can't do that. He won't do anything for me, and he probably holds a big grudge against me for the things that I've said about him in writing. I can't do that. Finally came to a point, and he had to, hat in hand, had to go to the Satmar Rebbe to ask him for help. And so he went over to the Satmar Rebbe, and the Satmar Rebbe, someone answered the door for him and said, "Who is it?" And he said his name. The Satmar Rebbe told the attendant to let him in, and so he sat down with the Satmar Rebbe, and Satmar Rebbe said, "So tell me, what do you need? What can I do for you?" And so he told him the whole plight, told him about his wife had this illness, needed this treatment or procedure done, and they came to America to do this procedure, and they need this amount of money to do it. And the Satmar Rebbe You know, said, okay, so you need that for the procedure. What about you? Where are you going to stay? And food and things to take care of you during that time period? And how long is it going to take, you know, after the recovery for everything? And so he told him, we'll have the procedure done. It's going to cost X amount of dollars. And, I'm staying in a hotel. It's going to cost me X amount of dollars, you know, for the hotel room. And Satmar Rebbe said, yeah, but then afterwards, you know, she's going to need to recover. Where are you going to stay after she has her procedure? So he tells him, the doctors say she probably won't be able to travel for another 2 months. So he's making all these calculations, what it is, how much it's going to be. And it was quite a large sum. And the Satmar Rebbe took out a check, and he wrote a check for the full amount. And the Satmar Rebbe said, here's the check. This should cover everything that you need. If there's anything else you need, please let me know. But I'm giving this on condition that you have to come back to me before you go back to Eretz Yisrael. I want to talk to you after everything is done. And so he said, okay, fine. And so he takes the money, they do the procedure, and it was successful. And they're getting ready actually to head back to Eretz Yisrael. She had her recuperated and recovered enough that she could travel. And it was about a day before their flight was supposed to depart. And he's constantly remembering what the Satmar Rebbe told him, that he needs to come back to him. And he's regretting, and he's
nervous as can be. As nervous as can be.
Very nervous and a lot of trepidation and what's he going to do? He's going to really lay it into me. What's he going to ask for me? So the day that they were leaving, he gets the nerve up to go to visit the Satmar Rebbe. And so to tell him that we're leaving today, and what is it that the rabbi want from me? And so he goes to the Satmar Rebbe, and Satmar Rebbe says, how's the procedure go, and how's your wife doing? And he said, she's doing okay, everything was successful, the doctors were happy, and we're actually leaving this afternoon or this evening to go back to Israel. And he says, oh, really? Okay, so... I'm glad that you came back. I asked you to come back, and I'm glad that you did. What are you going to do when you get back there? He says, my wife's going to need to do some more recovering back home. And he says, I see. And you? And he says, I'm going to have to help her. How much time do you think she's going to need to until she's back on her feet, so to speak, and back to normal life? Maybe 3 or 4 months. He said, okay, so you're going to need provisions for that time period. If you're going to have a metapolis or somebody to come take care of you and to take care of your wife and cover your expenses while she's convalescing back in Israel. And so I said, so how much do you think that's going to be? And so I said, I think 3 or 4 months and then this amount of money. And Satmar Rebbe said, okay, very good, all right. And he wrote a check for that amount that she's going to need when she comes back to Israel. And so that's somebody who doesn't take anything, even though these were personal attacks, he didn't take anything personally because it's not the person that he was against. He conflicted with the ideologies were in conflict, but
the yid is a yid, and therefore the care he took for him, even so, it's an unbelievable story. It's not a fairy tale, Rabbi Yisrael. I've heard these sort of stories before about the Satmar Rebbe. Not to hold the grudge, even so, that's an unbelievable. This is the quality which is being out at the time of Devorah. You have the right and the rule in order to tell the person off. Esbonov. Vehem miyafrim. Lo mipnei ze ya betochochtoi. Lo yachzik kalsoi. Afilu shekoas. Even though you are angry, ele yivat lenu, but lo yachzik lo ad apo. Not hold the anger against somebody. At the bottom, he brings a footnote, Rabbi Yisrael, which is very important in chinuch with children. What happens with a child if a child, lo aleinu, does aveiros? Then there's a responsibility of a parent to give tochocha to a child. The problem is, what happens if it doesn't work? And then you're going to the point, and then the child rebels. So the more if you don't tell the child off, then for lo memoicha, it's as if you're giving reshus to the child. But then if it turns the other way around, and you're not getting anywhere, so he brings it down from here, that then you have to go the other way, maybe to show love and care to the child afterwards, and that perhaps will bring them back. And I know in America they say this is what they do. If the child rebel so much, let the child come in and show love and attention to him. And even that, that might bring them back. And that's the middle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it doesn't work one way, then you go the other way, and maybe through that way it'll bring the child back. It's an incredible ability to be able to do that, to be able to switch a mood and to switch from giving yisur, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, to give love. Maybe the love will bring a person back again. That's what's necessary here. And that's the middle which he brings out here, especially with Chinuch HaBonim as well. Children will offer derech, not to reject them. And there's a movement, I think, in America that even the child might do avails to bring them into the home and show love. And maybe through the love he'll bring them back again. It's a very important quality, that. Anybody has anything to add on that? But this is what the midah is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo hechzik lo ad apo. If it doesn't work one way, and you gave the tochot, and the tochot doesn't work, then maybe you have to show the other way and show the love and affection.
You need to start together. So you give the tochot, but for the next minute, you're making a dinner. Oh, would you like pancakes? Sure, no problem. Well, it doesn't like that.
Yes, it's.
In brochures, after they did the chet, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressed them, he doesn't just give them cloth, he gives them.
Yes.
You know, the best clothing that he can give.
Right,
right. And he dresses them himself.
It's an incredible ability to be able to hold back the chaos and not to get angry with the child, and yet to show the love afterwards, and that maybe will bring the child back, even though legitimately a person maybe have the ability, have the right to give tachacha to the child. But if it doesn't work, they maybe have to go the other way. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does.
But it can't be with the whole thing is nervous is done with chaos.
You
also have to deal with the child, you have to take the chaos out.
I remember hearing Gateshead when I was in Gateshead Yeshiva, so they used to say that Rabbi Avraham, who's now the Rosh Hashiva, Shibari, remember he used to say that never ever would his father ever give a patch or ever give Tachocha, the blade Gurvitz, when he was upset. He would always wait a day or two and then give the patch. He would never ever tell them off when he was angry. If he was upset with them, he would wait a day or two and then tell them off. Because the problem with chaos is you can go too far and it's not done the Tovas the child. We'll see in a minute, that's what David HaMelech did with Shimi Ben Geir. We'll see in a second. וגם אם אף הוא המוטה לאודם, כאין כפירושו, כי סירה חמוס הנחל, הוא אוהב את פחס מסור, if you see the ox of the ass of your enemy who's struggling, you should help him. Mahi hasina hazois. What is the sinner you have against the person? Still, you must help him. Shira isa abeil. You saw the person doing an abeil. Why is he a son of yours? Because you saw he's doing something wrong. Vu yochid eino yochid lahayid. And you can't give aidas against him because you're only one person. And yet he's a son of. Why is he a son? Not a son for no reason. Not sin aschinam. But supposing a person you know does abeilas. And that you can't give avos against them because you're only one person. The sonos are adabar aveir. Afilu hochi omotor azor tazavimah. Even though you have to help him. Shavuk yas delibach. Leave off what you have in your heart. Elamitzvah the karivoiso be'arva. To bring the person closer with arva. Ula yoyo be'derechse. Maybe that will help. V'hainu mamash midazeva hechzik lo adapoi. And that's the ability which a person has to have. I remember once I had a maisa which I had a legitimate time against somebody who'd done wrong to me and had harmed to me, and I found in my heart I had sin against the person. I went and asked a dayan from the Eidah Haredes what to do. I felt I was getting very upset with the person and hated him. So the dayan said to me, you have to be very careful of your heart. It's in your heart, you must get it out of your heart. Be careful not to let it go too far. Write a letter to, I wrote a letter to the person and we made up, and but not to let it get in the heart. If you have sin in your heart, you mustn't let it get that far, because you're aggravated and that's sinner. So you have to prevent that in some way. So the dayan told me on the basis, he told me, no, you have to find a way to take it out of your heart, write him a letter and explain how you feel bad about it, and then make up. You have to be very careful, because otherwise you hold a grudge against the person. In the lathe. Ken. To find a way to kind of let's bring the main example. Most beautiful example of all, of course, is Avshalom. Avshalom in Shmuel Beis. If you have a look there, when Avshalom made a rebellion against his father, and he got together Achitofel. Achitofel was the Av Beis Din there. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham Achitofel, and he gathered even the Anshei Sanhedrin. Avshalom had the Anshei Sanhedrin on his side as well. The Shaila, I think the Medrash brings down there, how come the Sanhedrin were on the side of Avshalom, not on David? No, in their hearts they were with David, but they showed Avshalom support because they were scared of Avshalom. But in their hearts they wanted Avshalom to fall by David. Eventually David had to run out of Yerushalayim and run up Harazesim, I think barefoot, and he was unbelievably embarrassed, run away from Yerushalayim because of his son, his own son Avshalom. And out came Shimi ben Gera, who was the Av Beis Din, I think, there as well. He was a Talmid Chacham Gadol Ma'od, and he came and gave a Klala Nimretzes to David. The Medrash says Nimretzes is a Rosh Tevis of, he called him a Naif because of Bathsheba. Mem is for a Moavi, you're a Moavi. Reish Tzadik, you're a Tzeach, and you're Bal Toeva. That's what he called. He called him all bad names and threw stones at David. No. Mem Moavi from Rus, from Rus, and he called him all these names and threw stones at him. And David held back and didn't do anything at all with Shimei ben Gera. And Avishai, who was next to David as he was running away, turned around and said, "Let me kill him. He's Moav Bamalchus." And David said to him and said, "No, may Hashem yotzah dover. Don't do anything with it." And Chazal say, Rabbi Yisai, all the great Torah and Tefillah of David, that was great, but from that point, when he said, "Don't do anything," it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He then became the Regel Revi in the Merkava. It was Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and David HaMelech became the Regel Revi in the Merkava because of his vitul. He said, "No, if it comes from Hashem, then leave it and don't do anything with it." And he never took revenge against him. So much so that when Avshalom was killed and David HaMelech came back to Yerushalayim, I think it's Perek Tes Zayin in Shmuel Beis. If you want to look at the story, it's an incredible maestro. He even sent Shlomo, his son, to learn by Shimei ben Gera. Shimei ben Gera was a Talmud Chacham, and he didn't do anything with Shimei ben Gera. Wait. That when Adobe came back, he left Shimei ben Gera for several years, took no revenge, and then just before he was dying, he turned around to Shlomo HaMelech and said, "Don't leave him alone to take off to kill Shimei ben Gera before he don't let him die a natural death." I think they made a condition that Shimei wasn't allowed to leave Yerushalayim, and when he left Yerushalayim, then he found a reason to kill Shimei ben Gera. The shaila is, what happened here with David HaMelech? Why at the time he didn't allow Avishai to take the Nekama against him, and later he did allow it. He told Shlomo to make action against him. So Chazal explained, David HaMelech was worried for Shimei ben Gera. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham who had tremendous chai in Olam Haba, but he didn't want him to suffer in Olam Haba for what he had done, and therefore he had him killed here for his own benefit, for Shimei ben Gera's benefit, for his benefit. He left it like that. It wasn't the comma. He was concerned that Shimei ben Gera would lose all his Olam Haba for standing and cursing the king, and even though he was a great Talmud Chacham, nevertheless he would lose it. So he ordered Shlomo not for his Nekama. Chazal say it was in order to make sure that Shimei ben Gera would be safe in Olam Emes, and therefore he'd have the punishment here. But he never took a revenge against him. And this is the middle which comes out. It's a very, very hard middle to be able not to hold a grudge against somebody. And faket, if it doesn't work to the bad, then to the good, and show kindness to the person, show it the other way. And that's, according to Dinah Bansky, that's one of the reasons why we're so successful in the wars in Eretz Yisrael, the Sinai campaign and perhaps the Six Day War as well. Kodesh Baruch Hu is kind to us. He doesn't let us fall and collapse. There is a great schus of the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. But I think that's the way to look at it. Even though we're not deserving, nevertheless, the Rachmei Shomayim is the Lo Hefzik Lo Adachar. He doesn't hold a grudge against us and keeps on waiting. Maybe we'll be Yoshev Tshuva. I think in our times, certainly, we have to turn around and be able to do Tshuva from all the kindness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that should prompt us, all that we have in Eretz Yisrael and be able to live in Eretz Yisrael, that in itself should cause us to do Tshuva. If it doesn't work the other way, Lo Aleinu. Okay, we'll leave it for